You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
Guess who got me on deep date?
This is the best. How many times did you guys watch this when you were little? A zillion times.
I can't count that high.
It was Ariel. Literally. I love it. It was just one of the best movies. I mean, they kind of ruined it when they said, like, people were saying that there was the main picture of the castle had some sexual connotation to it. I don't really know, but I'm never going to think about that.
Didn't ruin it for me.
No, didn't ruin it for me. I'm sorry. It's like, but you know, Flounder. I don't know the real thing about it, so I covered my ears when they talked about that.
I don't want to know.
When you're older.
Fine.
When you're dressing up as a drag queen in New York or Coney Island.
Fine. That'll be in a few months, so that'll be fine. Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Ashley Daniels. We're here for Real Housewives of New York City, Episode 5. We're already on Episode 5. Mm-hmm. Exciting. It's still... Ooh. Great drama all throughout, so the episodes are staying strong. I am with some beautiful ladies tonight, and we have a full panel, which is such
our
a treat
first.
For me.
Exactly.
It's our first time all of us together, right?
No, yes. Second time. Alexa.
No. This is our first time all of us together.
Oh, she's like, Alexa. No.
Yeah, I know that. That makes it even better. That and The Little Mermaid. We'll start with you, Lindsay.
Hey, guys. I'm Lindsay Wegner.
Hi, Lindsay.
And guys, I'm Stephanie McGrath.
And I am Courtney Henderson.
All right, guys. And the episode was called, what was the episode called?
Everybody Thinks We're Drag Queens.
And it was funny because we were kind of whispering. We were like, don't they kind of look a little bit drag? Because they're so tall. Obviously, it's not like they look like it. But, you know, when you're tall and you're dressed very crazily with big lashes and, you know, pink hair. Well, sometimes it just happens to happen.
I have to say, Kristen is becoming, like, my quick favorite because... Literally every time I think something about what's going on, like in her next little like confessional commentary, she says like what I'm thinking. And so it's so appropriate that she was the one that said that everybody thinks we're drag queens in the parade. And so I'm like, of course the episode's something she said because she's got the perfect comments.
Yeah, she does. She's still normal.
She keeps it really real.
Totally. Yeah,
but
totally.
She's like really tactful and like nice and graceful about it. You know what I mean? Like she can say something mm-hmm. honest that's not necessarily... nice, but it doesn't come off as rude like maybe some of the other things that other people say, Amanda.
Mm-hmm. The image Amanda? Consultant. Who wants to hire her? Anybody? Anybody need their image fixed?
Oh, guys, during the episode, I found her on Twitter, and she has the new face of Real Housewives of New York as part of her, who she is.
Oh, so she's now Twitter. A cast member. She's categorized herself as one.
Yeah, so,
really.
We'll just take some time, Amanda. Take your seat, honey.
Crazy.
You ain't there yet.
Oh my gosh. I mean, there's a thing about being hated when you are already on the show and you're pulling a Brandy Glanville because you know it's making you a little more relevant. But when you're not even on the show yet and you already want to be this hated, no one wants you on the show. Mm. No one's going to tune into that.
Right.
Perfect example. Horrible. Whatever happened to Kim G?
Kim G. Well, Kim G's still on the show.
She'll appear.
She still appears, but she from the start, she's always been one of the most hated. Has she ever then reprised a reoccurring role?
No.
But so, as you said, the tactics don't necessarily work.
Totally. But Faye Resnick, I guess she's going to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So there's a girl. She wasn't as hated, though.
Mm.
Like, she was controversial, but not as hated mm-hmm. as Kim G, right?
I think in the first couple seasons, people actually maybe liked her. Liked Faye. But then I think last season when there was all that drama, I believe it was between Lisa and what's the blonde housewife?
Who are you talking about? Faye
getting into drama with
right,
it.
Right.
Like, it was then all of a sudden people were kind of like, whoa, Faye. But maybe that's what's given her the ability to kind of be seen and put in as the next season since Joyce doesn't work out. Who else isn't going to be on the show?
Well, they haven't really said officially, but it was as of, last week was Carlton and Joyce that were still on the chopping block. But yeah.
Which, by the way, is completely relevant, though, for this episode, well, for next week's episode, because there is an overlap.
Yolanda and Brandy, so yes, absolutely.
And in sitting here a second and kind of like digging into my brain as you guys talked, I just realized maybe Aviva hired Amanda because it makes her look better because Amanda's the one everybody hates.
But,
hey,
but
so Image Consultant is working.
Yeah. It is.
You know, in a way.
It's taking the heat off of, her a little bit. But yeah. Notice, Aviva's not standing up for Amanda at all.
Ever. Right.
So
maybe that's the whole Image Consult, like, pay me to be the bad guy so you look like the good guy.
Right. Exactly.
Well, let's get into that. So the first part of the episode, we get the part two of Luann's house. Luann's poor barbecue got just sabotaged by Amanda, I think, in my opinion. It was really her that started it. And her continual efforts, Luann's continual efforts to create some peace and just reel these girls in and try to get them happy. It's like, it's obviously a fail. So it's sad to see that, but you know, Heather, I think I've never seen Heather this angry, but she gets really, really amped up and she says Amanda said she was going to deck her. So Heather said she's, I don't want to say the word, but she used.
She kept daring her, basically, to do
it. Called her mother, And all the while, Luann's like, come in, have some pie to Amanda. Yes, it's like, oh, my God.
In such a Luann's way, she's so diplomatic about doing the whole part of her barbecue.
Countess knows best.
Even particularly when she asks the girls, escorts them to leave. Like, she's just, okay, now it's time to go.
I know. Like, I've got to get up early and take the booze to Sonia.
Isn't it? She totally just agree. Completely keeps face and is just like, okay, then, ladies.
Yeah, I know.
I think, though, even Heather was getting taking it a little bit too far, in my opinion. She was she was going into any conversation she could have about Aviva, jumping to her husband and talking, and Aviva's husband's going to defend his wife.
He kind of jumped into that, though.
She went over there by them, and he was standing there, and then, because she kept going after Aviva, he goes, I was there.
Right, but he did
I was
step
there.
In.
Yeah, yeah.
He
did step in. She hadn't acknowledged or said anything to him.
Right. She was because
she initiated, inviting himself to speak.
But she went over and approached them.
Exactly.
To talk to Aviva, though.
It was probably one of the first housewives' husbands that stood back there. I was sitting there waiting for him to say something. I'm like, he hasn't said anything. She's, citing abuse to his wife. He's standing there. Surely he's got to.
Well, he put his finger in her face, and I didn't like that. I don't think he should do that.
But I think, it's been a while.
Yeah, I think that he should have. I mean, I think he was respectful by giving them a chance maybe to figure it out, and because then they didn't, you can only take so much. You can only watch your wife taking so much abuse before you're going to jump in and protect her. And I think that he did the right thing by protecting her.
I don't know.
Aviva was walking away. I kind of feel like it was at that moment it was going to fizzle because Aviva was walking away, and Heather was mad that she was walking away, and then he jumped in, and it's like, why would you get in the crossfire when they're not going to shoot the gun anymore.
See, the reason I felt like Heather was getting so angry is because I too was getting angry because I hate when you're trying to talk something out with somebody and they keep walking away from you. It's so frustrating. She's like, I just want to talk to you. And she's not really yelling or anything. She just wants to talk to her. So when she's following Aviva, it just so happens that I felt like Reed was just he happened to be there. Mm-hmm. And she's not going to stop talking because Reed's there. And then Reed was like, you weren't at the lunch. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. So I kind of felt like he placed himself there. But I understand where he was coming from. I would be hurt if my boyfriend or husband didn't say something.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how much backlash he would have got if he didn't stand up?
He's going to get it regardless.
But he invited that attack on him when he spoke up.
Although not as much as Amanda.
Well, yes.
Well,
because Reed wasn't going and getting into everybody's business all night. He was only defending his wife.
The girls were sitting there literally standing around laughing at her and just watching. Here she goes again. Jumps straight back. She just could not help herself.
Right.
I mean, I get her getting involved in anything that Aviva is dealing with and anything that's being said to or about Aviva, whether she's there or not. But come on. Don't go get in the middle of every other little
conversation
that has nothing to do with you or Aviva or any Harry or whoever else.
Yeah. Well, they did. They ganged up at one point. I felt like when they were all standing on, it was Reed, Aviva, and Amanda. Then Aviva comes back and she's like, okay, I will fight this because now I got, you know, I have some people on my side. And they're all kind of standing on one side and Heather's on the other. And I didn't like that. And I felt like it was uncalled for that Amanda was even in this conversation. Yeah. I mean, Reed totally can be in it because I understand he's sticking up for his wife. But
yeah.
I mean, he really wasn't rude. I mean, I've seen a lot of house husbands that are really mean.
Oh, no, yeah.
He was
agreed.
Nice.
I mean, he was like not Atlanta rude. House. I mean, no one's calling him.
Except
bitches.
This. I didn't like the finger, but I thought, you know, he was trying to. Yeah. I don't like that. But.
Well, and again, I mean, we were kind of talking before we started about how was Amanda invited? How did she even get, like, a.
Wants to take this
through
one?
The front door?
I she wasn't invited at all to the party.
She wasn't.
And then. She just kind of invited herself and said she was going to be bringing Harry with her.
Yeah.
Because Luann didn't want Harry there because of the relationship and because I think Luann and Harry had hooked up at some point too.
Yeah, so
she just didn't want him there. And Amanda wanted to go and then wanted to stir the pot by bringing Harry with her.
Yeah, right.
Which was so funny because the whole night, from what we see at least, you don't see anything about Harry and Amanda.
No. Harry was fine.
I would have banked on that being the drama.
I don't know if Luann did hook up with him, though.
Yeah, no, Luann did.
Luann hooked up with Harry?
Because it was out of respect for her current boyfriend whose home it was that they were at.
Yes. Okay, right.
He was not invited.
I could have sworn.
The girls developed a relationship is because Luann has.
Who hasn't been with Harry? I mean, come on.
And that's what the girls all say. I mean, that was during the lunch. They said, Harry, you know, what kind of package do you have? Amanda was saying, because every girl's been with you.
Bethany hasn't. Bethany said she hasn't. 100% hasn't. But. Which is interesting because I thought if all of them have been, you would think maybe Bethany was. And I know Ramona said she also never did.
Okay.
But,
I was gonna say.
But I thought Luann didn't either. I could have sworn she was.
Nope. Luann did.
She definitely said that? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess I'm wrong there. But yeah, so I can understand where she was coming from with that, but still it was one of those things where it was a little much. And then Aviva's toast. It was like she was asking for a fight. Come on. Like, I want to toast Carol and putting a pen to a paper and, you know, a woman standing up for a woman. And come on. I mean, Heather was like, forget it. Heather was about to explode at that point.
If everyone's already against you, why push it?
Yeah.
By making a toast like that. You know what? Drop it. I actually thought when I saw them conversing on the couch outside for a second, when it was just the two of them, I'm like, oh, they're going to work everything out because they're both sitting out there talking without anyone interrupting them, and then all of a sudden we see Amanda join them.
Yeah,
of course.
And then both of them just arguing.
Yeah.
I don't think that this can be fixed anytime soon. I think they both need to walk away from it for a little while.
And I still don't understand why at that lunch, like, why is this happening? Why has this become such, like, the center of drama for these women?
We'll take it perfectly.
Women!
Exactly, from Kristen, who's like, just get over it. Why are we hashing it out again and again?
This is why she's, like, becoming my fast favorite. I mean, because she gets it. She's like, I don't understand. I mean, it was a misunderstanding. They both wrote books. It doesn't matter who really wrote it. It doesn't matter how much time it spent you to write it. No writer spends the exact amount of time as another writer writing a book. Mm-hmm. You celebrate that you're both women. You celebrate that you're achieving things that are important to you. And you move on.
So, guys, what do you think then? Should we necessarily not back? I mean, Heather's actions that she's done, isn't she only continuing burning the fuel, the fire anymore? Why is she? It's not her book. I understand she's really close with Carol and she wants to stand up, but she.
It's not her fight.
I think Aviva can really get under your skin. I think it's because Aviva doesn't give the satisfaction that Heather wants, which is like to kind of, you know, yell and get upset and get angry. She kind of just walks away from situations. And so Heather's somebody that likes to talk things out and fight things out and get it over with and move on. But like, it seems like with Aviva, she will say that, but a lot of times, you know, another occurrence will happen and she still is kind of hanging on to something that aggravates her. I think it takes a lot longer for Aviva to get over something than it does a lot of the other girls. Even if Aviva says she's over it, I mean, because clearly Aviva wasn't there doing that toast to be kind. I mean, she was doing that to piss Carol off.
She's doing
off.
A passively aggressive type of action, too.
I'm sorry. So, you know, with that said, I just feel like it's one of those things that Heather is a little more, she wears her emotions a little more, you know, on her sleeve or however the comment is, whatever it is. But she likes to say what she's feeling at that very moment and get it over with. And I just feel like, in that sense, they're not the same and they just aggravate each other. Yeah, but Heather was like, getting a little gangster.
Gangster girl.
Yeah, she was getting, that's why I said she took it a little bit too far.
Would you learn that from prison?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. But I don't know who I would ever, would you guys ever go that far for a friend? Because I wouldn't.
And no, I mean, not in a not in a public place like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no.
I think I would go that far, but I don't think that you have to go with those strategies or tactics.
Use language. I mean, it says a lot also your vocabulary. If you have to drop all the F-bombs and mother da-da-da. I mean, it looks bad on your behalf.
It does. It makes sense. Yeah.
Really? Well, too, because have you ever been in a situation where you do that and then the other two will end up, like Carol and Aviva may make up at some point and then it's really awkward for Heather. And so you got to, you know, make sure that at some point you're playing it a little bit more safe because it's not your fight.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do mend things, Heather's going to be the one that's
on the outs.
And that's the worst feeling.
And they're both going to have heard her say things that they don't wish were out there and can't take them back.
Right.
Although in similar, though different friendship circles, I think Carol, even if she does become friends with Aviva again, that she's still always going to have Heather's back. Something with Sonia, though. I don't know. There's something about Sonia that I think if you stood up for Sonia and were like that, then Sonia became friends, for instance, with Aviva if they had a big argument. Sonia wouldn't have your back, though.
Sonia did that last season.
Yeah.
She did the exact thing with Ramona. She didn't intentionally do it, but
she would leave you high and dry, so.
Well, not so much. She's not like, she doesn't have any malicious, she's really not a malicious person.
She's just
person.
Not
she
loyal, I don't think.
It's not even that. It's that she views loyalty, I think, in a different way. Some people view it as, you don't like this person, so I will never speak to that person. Some people view it as, I'll still be cordial to that person, but I'm not going to invite them over for dinner. And so there's levels, I think. And with last season, Aviva really upset both of them, called them white trash, Sonia and Ramona. Ramona kind of cut ties. And then we kind of saw at the tea party this season, I think two episodes ago, Ramona heard Sonia saying, like, I'm kind of, you know, talking to...
I'm friends again.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, she's like, well, then I will too. So
sure.
But she left. There was no... I mean, we talked about this, I know, in the previous episode. But
no. But
she did. She just left and Ramona was like, oh, what? Now yes. I'm the one that looks
that
bad.
Would upset me, but I don't. I totally get what you're saying. I'm just thinking, in from Sonia's perspective, I think that she just doesn't view things as important as the other girls do in that sense. Like friendships, they come and go. I don't think it's as like vital that you don't speak to this person at the very moment because that person isn't. And,
I think there's another key point which we'll brief on later on the episode, showing Sonia, she's a real pot stirrer.
I think she
just likes to be the sort of, she wants to see as the friend for everyone, but she'll be the confident on everybody's side. I've got your back, and here, did you hear about such and such? Oh, I've got yours, did you hear about... She's dropping it to all the ladies.
I don't know, I'd like to hear when we get to that, because I'm not sure I agree with that, but I would love to hear what you have to say, because that's a different... I never really think of her as that person. I think of her more as that person that's just kind of... You know, she brings the desserts and she brings the happiness and she brings the laughter to the party and
the
then she goes home.
And the
realness. Just kind of, a little more. Ramona, I feel, would be a little more like that. If we're going to pick one of the two, if we're going to do Ramona or Sonia, I would say Ramona's more like that. But that's just because I've known more of Ramona from so many previous seasons. Okay, so now getting on to Sonia's party, which we didn't get a lot of, but we see a funny moment. She loses her tooth. I don't know. I thought that was... She's so real. She's like, oh, I lost a tooth. You know, some people just run to the bathroom.
Well, and it's funny because she did say that she was glad she was sitting with Aviva when it happened because had it been somebody else, they would have been horrified. And
what was it called? Because she'd know about losing a body part.
That's such a horrible comment, though.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, losing a tooth and losing a leg are a little different.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, and Luann's like, I didn't put a part in my book for that. And I'm like, no.
I'm a little bit, I'm on both. I love Sonia, and I think that it's awesome that she just owned up to it. Look, my tooth came out. Here it is. Take a look. See where it's missing. Props for being able to do that. Most people probably wouldn't be able to do it. At the same time, I'm a little bit on Leanne's side. Let's not broadcast it to the entire party. Yeah. Go. Excuse yourself, take care of it. Not everyone at the party needs to know that you lost your tooth and where it is and how to stick it in and what kind of Polident or Fixit you want. Everyone needs to know that. Yeah. So
the whole time, I just want to be like, Sonia, give me a call. My dad makes teeth. We'll hook you up.
I was surprised. I didn't even know those things. You can actually you actually fill in a lost tooth with those polygon
things? No, it's a temporary tooth, and that's just sort of like a... like a bonding material until they can put probably a bridge.
Wait, you have really good teeth.
Well, I designed them.
You
did?
Give props to your dad.
Wait, yeah, where's your dad?
Give props.
Utah Valley Dental Lab.
Woo! Yay! So. Utah Valley Dental Lab. Go check out her again.
Give us a big smile for
the
camera.
All over.
She has gorgeous teeth.
Oh, you know, you name a country star, you name an actress in Hollywood, you name an actor in Hollywood, he's probably done their teeth. So
awesome.
Fabulous.
So join us. that was my experience.
So that's good that you explained that, because I just confused myself.
To Utah, I've just skyrocketed. Everyone's like, go get their teeth done.
Okay, so... aside from teeth, Sonia mentions, she asks Harry, she's like, where's Boobalicious? Amanda calls her Boobalicious. I thought that was funny. She was like, what's her name? She knows her name's Amanda, but she's not going to give her the credit. So she's like, what's her name? Missy? Whatever her name is.
Yeah. She even goes, like, you know it's Amanda.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. When you already get the first syllables out, I think we know. And really, did you guys find anything else about Sonia's party that was worth discussing?
The only thing I was thinking was... if you all just had that barbecue last night, why the hell are you going to brunch the next morning or early afternoon? Like, why would that be the next thing you want to do?
I think it was a smart move, Heather not going.
Yeah.
And doing stuff for the kids.
Yeah.
Agree. And I actually liked Kristen. I agree with you. First episode, I was very, very anti-Kristen. I thought she was being really fake. Mm. And I think that she's become one of my favorites
as well. She's real. She's real, genuine. Yeah.
I think it's good that she's kind of just staying out of it because it doesn't involve her. So stay out of what doesn't involve you. Don't give your opinion on camera because it's going to come back and bite you in the butt. Mm-hmm. And just stay out of it. And I think just the whole situation for her, especially since she's new, she just feels so awkward. Because what do you do? She's not really friends with anybody yet to take somebody's side, and she just wants to stay kind of neutral. So I give her props for that.
However, countless. Many housewives who are new to the show have done the opposite, though, and we've all gotten tired of that. They're like, I've got to create a name for myself. I've just started on camera, so I better create drama. I'm just going to get up there like Amanda and do exactly that. Mm-hmm. And we all end up getting tired of that. The first, we're like, ooh, she's feisty. And maybe, exactly. Now we're all sort of feeling rapport for her, empathy for Chris, and we're like, you're real. We actually kind of like
absolutely.
This. It's a break
absolutely.
From the drama.
Absolutely. And she's going to win viewers over. That when she actually does have a strong opinion about something, we're going to be more apt to listening to what she has to say and most likely believing her side, because she doesn't just pick fights for the sake of picking fights.
Yeah.
And she's got a maturity about her that a lot of the new housewives, like for instance, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Joyce would do little things with like saying her husband's pee-pee all the time, and she knew it was controversial. She kept saying it, and it's more and more aggravating because it's like, you know, you're saying something that people don't want to hear. And so I can't see someone like Kristen doing something like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Different level. Okay, so then we get to the next part. We see costume shopping for the mermaid parade, the Coney Island mermaid parade that Carol's going to be the queen of, the queen mermaid for a day.
I love it.
So, I mean, would you guys want to be a queen
it's
mermaid?
It's Karen.
Oh, Karen. They get her name wrong once they...
She was such a good sport about that, too.
Yeah, she was. She really was. And I loved all their mermaid costumes.
Oh,
Luann's wasn't my favorite, but everyone else's. I loved Carol's, the long part, and I thought...
How good did Sonia look with red hair?
Oh my gosh.
So good.
No, I think, did she have more like auburn hair? And
I wouldn't say it wasn't...
It wasn't bright red. It wasn't fire engine red.
No. Carol had the bright red. And, right? Didn't Carol have bright red hair?
She did.
She had the bright red hair.
But Sonia had
I have a picture on my phone.
The long
Because we see it
wig.
When she jumps into bed with her wig.
Yeah.
That will actually happen if it hasn't already.
Yeah, I love Sonia's.
Yeah, she's got a brown. It's more brown.
I loved Sonia's whole outfit. Oh, yeah. Everything from her swimsuit was super cute. That would be a swimsuit that I would wear.
Oh,
it wasn't tacky or anything.
No.
No.
She really pulled herself together and looked awesome. Loved her. I liked all their little mermaid-y looks.
Mm-hmm. I did too. I actually thought Kristen looked great in pink hair.
Yeah,
I think she's so tall that she could have totally pulled off one of those mermaid outfits that are the real, like the big tail and you know, where it would like eat somebody else. Like, it would, she would fit into it perfectly. She could wear it. She could totally wear it. But I thought hers was still really cool. And I'm sure it was hot at that point. I'm not sure when they shot this, but I would think it was probably summertime.
Yeah, it looked hot.
Yeah, July or something.
Yeah. And they looked a little sweaty, so I'm sure they were hot. Sequins aren't always a good mix with sweat. But yeah, going back to when they're costume shopping, they, you know, you see Kristen, Heather, and Carol shopping for couture and more, you know, they're talking about getting their costumes made and a little, and things that are a little more expensive. And then you see Sonia talking about she's having her stylist friend come over to pull things
Sydney
out of her own
coming
closet.
In, he's the costume designer.
Yeah. And I loved that because she really showed people, because I, you know, blue and red are a great mix. So she's like, put a red wig on with the blue swimsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that would look great. Sometimes it's just more colors that you can use.
So could we say that she was her image consultant and that she didn't cause drama?
In a sense, yeah.
I appreciated that.
Yeah.
Or is that just not... Are we seeing what the role of an actual image consultant is? Which is exactly that, going to your closet, finding your closet. Not coming to your parties and, you know, causing mayhem.
That's a good point. We've never seen her working.
Yeah, when was the last time Amanda worked? She dressed up Avera? I mean, what?
I mean, we don't see it. We don't see it.
But that's stylist. Image consultant is a little different.
It's PR. It's in the PR.
More so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But
yeah.
Still, they can be involved if they wanted to with appearances, but it's not as much styling. It's more their reputation image, which she's clearly helping with that.
Yeah.
But.
She's got strong feelings for Amanda, don't we, old lady?
We gotta get her to
it's
call
a good
in.
Character,
we have a lot
though.
Of questions for Amanda. Yeah. But I love that because once again, like last week with the cabaret-esque, we saw Sonia say, you know what? I could get a $6,000 costume, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
And she makes it work, and she looked, oh my God.
Do you
she
think,
amazing.
Because she does bring up money, now that, I mean, and that she's not spending it, but do you think that there's a little bit of like a, she wishes she could because she used to be able to? You know what I mean? Where it's like, I don't know, you know, just sort of like this reminder, like, well, I can't spend this much, you know, because of...
It's she like does
an insecurity
bring it up.
Where she has to bring it up because it's like she wants to acknowledge it so that people don't feel sorry
but
for her.
But do you think there could be some other legal reasons behind that too, that she wants to make sure and clarify? Because we all followed and knew that she went through the money difficulties.
It was because of the production.
She would do herself over New Jersey housewife style if she started being on the show and promoting, I've got all this money, I'm flaunting it. And everyone, and you know.
That's a great point.
If you did, you would owe us money. The court... So I don't know, maybe she could actually be covering. She doesn't want to announce it because she knows that will do it. I mean, it's all filmed.
Well, she talk about it. I mean, she does say it's $11 million for the movie that she...
Oh, yeah, she talks about her debt. So that would be a smart move then not to go and flaunt all this money that you have.
Right.
It's like, you know, people will be onto it. Legal people are onto it.
Yes, so it could be because she does have, it's almost like a little bit of a, it's always in the back of her mind. It could also be an insecurity because she wants to... you know, show people that she's still standing strong and she's still confident. She doesn't need the money because I think for a long time it probably identified her a little bit and made her feel like she was part of a community, you know.
It's hard to stay in that community at the time.
Yeah.
You have it and you lose it.
Mm-hmm. But then she becomes relatable to everybody else.
Right.
Because she's showing that she's still in that community, in high society, in certain things. And she makes it work and she still looks great.
Mm-hmm.
So then I think you gain more people being on your side, more, you know, just appreciation and compassion with somebody that's able to do that and still fit in with that.
Who do you think's the most liked New York housewife right now in this season?
I'm going Sonia.
I would agree. I would say Kristen, maybe by the end, but she's just too new still.
I haven't seen enough of her yet.
What do you think, Steph?
I mean, I would say Sonia as well, but on that issue, because I just think she plays happy to everyone. I'm not saying it's malicious the way she does
it.
It's almost like she's very airy. She's very much just about herself. And she just wants to keep friends with everyone. But I just think some of the time, the way that she does it, she just feels that she needs to develop good relationships with girls, that they all feel that she's always got everybody's back. And like she's saying Sonia's always got your back. It's like, I don't know if she's always got your back. In fact, actually, she's in 2 seconds, she's going to go talk to Carol and say that she really agrees with her. Sonia, I just feel that she always sits on the fence with everybody.
Like, but she's just spreading herself too thin.
Yeah, but I think
she just wants to always be liked by everyone.
Yes.
But that
yes.
doesn't sometimes that can, you know, come back and bite you on the ass.
Yeah. It hasn't so far though. I mean, I have to say I agree with all of you that she out of all of the housewives, I feel like she takes into consideration the viewers outside of her social circle and realizes that she's on a TV show more than anybody else. Anytime she's on camera, she's either entertaining us, she's saying something silly, she's talking about things that are very relatable. She's always finding a way to connect with us. And I feel like the other housewives care so much about this zone that they're in that they're not really, I don't know,
as
much.
That's a great point.
I don't know.
And to that point, I would say, think about of the housewives, who has the least to lose? Sonia.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
she has a 13-year-old daughter that she, I mean, she loves her so much, and I think it's so important to her that she remains somebody that doesn't do things that are malicious, that doesn't do things that are going to show her daughter that these are the, you know, this is how you treat other women. And I think she wants to remain somebody that just does things that aren't always a negative
I forget vibe or just connotation.
Yeah,
or,
like right, exactly.
But again, as I said, I'm not saying Sonia is malicious. I'm not saying it's necessarily intentional. I just feel that
no, I don't think
she
you
always,
are.
You know, is best friends with everybody on every.
She's
fight.
Always on
and
the
right
hand
side.
Man.
She go and talk to next, you know, on the other.
Just, and someone could call her on that, and then you're right. That is going to bite her in the butt because Carol or Aviva are going to go well. Whose side are you on?
Yeah,
you pick
said you
one.
Were my side.
Yeah,
you
can't
you
keep you can't keep playing both. So I do get that. I think it's good to be neutral. I think I'm a more neutral person. So I kind of side with Sonia that way because I try to make peace with everybody and see both sides. But I know at some point somebody's going to go, well, are you on my side or are you on their side? And then I'm going to have to choose.
I totally get that. But I just want to know, how serious do you think they actually take Sonia's perception of other people? Because I feel like, if anything, they kind of just take her very la-la-la. Like, she's just really – it doesn't really matter anyway. It's not like someone like –
When they're counting their soldiers in their army, they're not counting her.
Right. I just feel like it doesn't matter anyway in
that
sense.
She's kind of like, that's what I mean, just the fairy floating between the two.
Totally.
It's not easy to do that, too.
Like,
to pull that off, you have to have a vibe about you that's just very, like, you're the life of the party, you're carefree, you don't really know what's going on. Maybe, but she knows more what's going on, about what's going on, I think, than everybody else.
Because she's in everybody.
Yeah. I think she's a lot smarter than, you know, she makes herself out to be. And with that said, I wanted to ask you all if you could log on to our iTunes and comment to us, rate us if you like what we're talking about, and go onto our YouTube and answer the question of which housewife do you like currently on Real Housewives of New York? Who is your favorite? We all love Sonia, and this is our first time actually all hosting together, so we're not like just all agreeing. You know, we actually never really even watched the show together, the four of us. So just so happens we all think Sonia's the best in the sense that she's the most entertaining and. I think she's the favorite right now, but like you said, Kristen will probably
she's like a very close second.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
me
agreed.
Right
yeah, and let us know what your thoughts are. We love reading all your comments and we appreciate them. So yeah, but you were going to say something about counting the soldiers, and you said something else about Sonia.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, with picking sides, you know, there's two approaches. You can either go with the Kristen approach where you just keep out of it, and then if you get asked sides, you just can kind of say, "Look, I was never involved." But Sonia can't do that because she did let both confide in her and she did give feedback to both of them.
She gives feedback. See, they confide in it. And we see when they go and get the facial treatment, which, by the ladies, do we know what that was?
The laser.
Lasering.
Thing. No.
Yeah.
I think lasering is for wrinkles. And once again, I think it's a, like Sonia was saying earlier, it's preventative work.
Okay.
So I don't exactly know what's going on, but I think it's...
I'm going to bring a laser light next week, and I'm just going
to
laser you guys.
I know that you can laser scars, and that's supposed to make scars go away, but I don't see any of the scars on any of them, so I think obviously it could be used for wrinkles as well.
Do you think that they get these treatments? This is really irrelevant, but I'm just wondering, because the doctors are getting commercial time.
Free.
If it's for free. I'm wondering.
I would assume.
So. I would think so. I mean, especially like we've just been talking about with Sonia... Her financial situation, I mean, those are definitely a lot
expensive.
She's now going to get a great dentist.
I know, yeah.
Oh,
this
one, yeah.
After this episode, she's going to be back on with a full... Maybe your dad might even be,
well,
you know.
Never know. Well, she did the... Last week, she was telling us, we actually, when we spoke to her last week, for anybody that didn't tune in last week, we had her on the phone last week, and it just so happened it was about 12:30 at night, and she was at her... plastic surgeon and getting some injections in her nose. She was very open about it, and she took pictures and she put them on her Twitter. But first of all, I got to give props to the guy who was actually at work that late. Yeah. Really cool.
Well, he heard that she was calling into us and was like, I want a little air.
Yeah, right? I know. But it looked great. If, for anybody who mm-hmm. saw it, go onto her Twitter and take a look at Sonia's nose before and after. It's an injection. It's not even real surgery.
It's not breaking a nose.
It's like a temporary
rhinoplasty.
Really cool.
Crazy.
But sold. Going back to the Kristen thing really quick, I feel like if Kristen actually does give her input about something, I feel like it's going to be a little more – people are going to take it a little more serious than they would when Sonia does.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like she speaks just she's one of those people that thinks before she speaks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Everything's, like, very clear and
concise. And she's a model even. They're not paid to think.
I know. But she seems like she has everything really
together.
Yeah, she thought this
and
out very thoroughly.
This could have been a train wreck because she's come in being Brandy's good, close, you know, old-time friend. Mm. People want to do it by association. We would have mm-hmm. said, here's the Brandy of New York.
Yeah.
Cool.
She's opposites attract, apparently. Two different, very different people from what we've seen so far. Maybe she learned from Brandy. She was like, I am going to do everything that Brandy, you know, does not do.
She had that little swig of beer, but that's about as far as it
goes. And I loved that. She's talking about everybody drinking.
Oh, my gosh. She's so funny. I love it when a woman, like, actually drinks beer, like, just right out of the bottle. It's just, like, you know, that's, like, a real party starter. Like, somebody that just doesn't care. She's like, I'm just going to have some beer right now. But she's, like, high society, New York City. Where's my martini? Everybody else is, like, Pinot Grigio.
Luann wouldn't have, you know. No, she would never.
We'll
beer?
Never see that. What's beer? Beer? All right. Back to reality. So we have, then we see Aviva and Reed. So we got a lot of Aviva tonight. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. they go to, they have the cutest little kids, by the way. Just want to give a side note. Mm-hmm. And they go to the arts and crafts for painting. Mm. And really they're there because she wants to show an email to Reed on camera. And it's an email. Do you guys want to explain what the email was? Anybody? It's from Becky Morgan.
Yeah, it's from Becky Morgan, who was the childhood friend who was there with her 35 years ago when Aviva actually lost her leg. And it was her and Becky that were playing together. And it was actually Becky who saved her life that we see later on the episode when they meet up. And it's really emotional. And, I mean, you know, we'll talk about express everyone's opinion on it. But, yeah, by the sounds of it, Aviva was like, I want to go and meet, and just really needed a confirmation from her husband that, yeah, let's go do it. If you're prepared, I'll come with you. I'll support you. Let's meet Becky and go see the farmhouse and see where the machine, what happened.
And I think it was a little confusing for us at the beginning, or I don't know if you guys were confused, but I didn't know because she'd said that it's been 35 years that she's hesitated to contact her, and she's not been able to do it until now. Mm. I think maybe seeing her on the show, she probably tuned in herself and was like, oh my gosh, it's my friend Aviva. I'm sure that being on the show had something to do with her contacting her now. Mm-hmm. But also I think it made me think that she had something to do with it, with the situation, because why would you not want to contact her? Like, that's just how I was confused. I wasn't sure exactly. But so obviously not, they clarified. But
yeah, it happened at her family's farm.
Right, yeah. Right. So she felt somewhat maybe responsible because it was her family's machine, and you know,
gosh, for a 7-year-old, you know, watching your 6-year-old mm-hmm. best friend, her leg, and then, you know, scarred for the rest of your life. I mean, even though she stopped it, there's still a sense of responsibility, there's still guilt, there's still long, long years of, God, resentment.
But would you,
it's horrible.
Would you really go that long, though, without talking to that person then?
That's what I'm saying.
I just don't feel like that's real. Like, if that happened, I would want to. I would probably check. Maybe I would feel awkward and responsible for the first few years, but I would feel like I would need to check in on that person and try and keep that person in my life, because obviously she lived for a reason.
Mm. Right.
You know, she was able to turn the machine off and save her life. And same thing goes for Aviva. This is the woman that saved my life. Maybe awkward at first, but I want to spend time with you. I want to get to know you and be friends with you like the way we were before.
However, how old is Aviva?
She has to be, well,
they said it was 35 years.
Yeah.
So that would make her 41, 42.
But is she 41? I mean,
she was 41, you're right.
Mm-hmm. 41, but I mean, could they have talked? Could it just be 35 years from when they last spoke and that this was something that they never spoke about and she's maybe 50?
Could be.
You know what I mean?
No, it could be.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, it's just been 35 years since Becky and her have been in contact versus like day after the accident,
yeah,
cold turkey. You know what I mean? Because I agree with you.
It was complete.
To never encounter each other again from that day or night is a little bit kind of like,
well,
really?
She never went back to the farm ever until right now.
Yeah, this was her first visit.
So that makes me think this is the first time they're even seeing each other, unless she just obviously was like, hey, I'll hang out with you, but I'm not going back to your farm because my leg fell off at your farm, so I'm not going to go there. And obviously it's traumatizing, so that would make sense. But I just feel like little kids, in that sense, she probably was so distraught. God only knows how many years of therapy Aviva had to go through and you know, physical therapy and mental therapy. I'm sure the little girl was so afraid that she was mad at her, and, you know, maybe they just...
There's so much to it. And I think also it's one of those situations where sometimes you put something off and then it goes too long, and then she's like, now I just can't. Mm-hmm. And there is, it's, I mean, what Aviva did, and we see going back in the episode, I just take my hat off, honestly, to her during what she came through. I mean, this is ultimate desensitization, which you take through with, particularly with clients, with patients and stuff that have to overcome a traumatic experience like that. And you normally do very minor, small steps. She literally
jumped
did
in
it all at once. I was so proud.
She got
of
her feet back on the
freaking
conveyor belt.
I think a lot
sound,
of it.
That's a whole nother step up.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
I
think
so
a
impressed.
Lot of it was Reed. I also commend him because I think he was so supportive, and he showed what an amazing, like, how much he loves her and what an amazing couple they are and team. And I think a lot of it was she wanted to show him because he wasn't there at that time in her life, and so he will only relive this from her memory. And I just feel like she kind of wanted to say, like, honey, this is what I was talking about all these years. This is what really what happened to me. Like, God only knows how many times they've had a discussion about that.
Mm-hmm.
So to show him the exact location and everything, I think a lot of it, she wanted to prove to him, like, your wife is strong. Your wife can handle anything. And also to the viewers, I think she really took into consideration that she's on camera and to show people you can get through anything if I can get through this.
And she talked about why she also wrote briefly her memoir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm showing it. I'm a spokesperson for all the amputees out there. And by her doing this, which I commend her hugely for what the whole action, the entire process that she did at the farmhouse, it's huge. It really is. She relates with all those amputees and women or men that have been through that.
I immediately thought of Carol, and I was thinking, you know, because Carol's she's very mature, and she's somebody that would, you know, I feel like she'd be watching this right now. She'd be watching the episode tonight, and she'd be saying, I also commend her on what she did. Like, she's just that type of person, I feel. I guess we'll get the real scoop because most likely we're having her. Well, I won't.
Soon.
Soon.
Yes.
I don't give the exact date since...
We don't know yet.
But, yeah, we'll ask her. But so the last part, I know we're running out of time. So obviously we just touched upon what Aviva did. That was such a strong – I mean, that's something that we'll always remember, that episode, and that part of that episode was just – some of us were, like, ready to cry. It was really
anxiety,
hard.
Anxiety, just watching
anxiety,
her take a step in there, and then the sound of the machine, everything. Even though she said, oh, it's going so slow. Did it go faster?
My gosh.
But when we thought about it, and your foot gets lodged in there, well, of course it's going to break it.
Once
you have nowhere to go.
We kind of explained how it happened, and I was able to understand a little more.
Because, I could see it being confusing, but then knowing that there's a blade underneath there, too. I mean, just
I feel
crazy.
Like I'm going to be, like, the most hated person for saying this, but I didn't feel like it was that emotional. I was actually surprised that it wasn't harder for her to go through all of those things because of the things you're saying, Steph, as far as... To go back having, you know, no preparation or, you know, like baby steps to going there and all of the things that she encountered and turning the machine back on.
That makes me kind of feel it wasn't the first time. I kind of think maybe it possibly... There could have been other preparation to it before they filmed it all. I don't think it was a one go.
Because it was one of those things where
I
was surprised it wasn't super emotional. For her, you know, and that it was, at the same time, it's kind of like she said, which I do commend her on, that it was, that was it? Like, that's what did this? Oh my gosh, I can now walk away and not have this fear of this place or of farms or, you know, whatever memories with fear are in her past from that experience and just kind of overcome them so simply, I guess. And that was really cool to watch, but it wasn't a tearjerker for me. Honestly,
it's okay. At least you're being honest.
Her in the car
really
on the way there
felt sad, but
was more emotional to me, you know, mm-hmm. hearing her talk about seeing this friend.
Yeah.
I understand you, but we don't know the background on it. We don't know what the process, how she built up to that, nor everybody's individual in terms of how they overcome the traumatic
experience.
Yeah, of course.
I have to say, though, I do believe this was the first time. I just sensed it, that this was the first, the way she kind of hesitated to even, like, step foot for the, like, in the first, the little box area, because the camera guy was on the inside, mm-hmm. and you could see her, like, this is it. This is the, like, she was, it was almost, it was so natural that if she acted that, I don't think it would have had that same reaction. But I'm not,
no, I think,
you know,
she,
I mean,
couldn't, you still can't even act through something if mm-hmm. when she's
yeah,
experienced.
So I do think
it
was the first time.
Regardless.
Yeah, so I do think, but it doesn't matter anyway, but like you say, we don't know how she got to this point anyway, but it was a long road, and mm-hmm. her strength now comes from a lot of hard work
well
on
done,
her part.
Girl. Well done.
Yeah.
Yes.
And lastly, quickly, we have the Mermaid Parade, which was just a fun, light ending to the episode. Got to see these girls all dressed up and having fun. They go on the wrong...
They're float hopping.
The float hopping.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
Trending float hopping, hashtag float hopping. Luann stabs Sonia with the umbrella accidentally.
Right. In the face.
In the face, yep. And Sonia's like, what? She has no idea. Typical Sonia. I know you mentioned Karen. Do you want to touch upon?
Well, they go and they announce Carol, and she's like looking fabulous as Miss Queen of the parade. And they call her Karen.
At least they didn't call her Aviva. That would have been really bad.
Yeah. You know, and I'm not even sure in the moment she heard, because she had almost no reaction from what we saw. The friends are all like, mm-hmm. it's Carol. Mm-hmm. You know, Heather, of course, that's Carol!
Get it in her!
But I thought she was a great sport, and I love the poem that she wrote.
Me too. I love their little sisterhood pact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was super cute.
Was that not a clear, though... you know, exclusion.
Oh, absolutely.
Here's our little friendship circle.
Yeah. I think she was just trying to say, listen, we have a lot of peace. But also Ramona, you know, wasn't there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't know.
I forgot about Africa.
Yeah.
She's gone, yeah.
Yeah. And there's still the drama still, you know, still exists without Ramona.
She's going to come back and be like, see, guys, it wasn't me.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I know. Every housewife wants to see it. It has nothing to do with me. I was gone in Africa. But yeah, I do agree. There was some sort of, you know,
dig.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She said
bit.
We're all
she
having fun, there's
camera.
No drama because someone's not here.
Yeah.
Yep. But I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out if they end up. I would like to see Aviva and Carol make up because I feel like this isn't something that's going to really be long-term for them. I think they're going to be able to fix this.
I think Heather's the one that wants to make it long-term. Heather and Aviva.
Well, it's going to be...
Yeah, I'm wondering, is there something else?
Heather's
she,
got,
like, is
she's
there a different,
got a real
is she fighting
anger,
a different
doesn't she?
Fight through, like, the words of Carol?
I think she's going to make the blow up between Aviva and Heather. I think that's got to happen before Carol and Aviva can make up. That's that's part of my prediction.
I think Aviva and Carol... I think Carol, because Carol is the bigger person in a lot of... Like, she obviously went over to Luann and apologized for last season's reunion in the allegations that she, my stylist or whoever the stylist that did Michelle Obama's dress wouldn't, you know, she does Obama, she can't do your dress or whatever it was. Yeah. It hurt her feelings a lot. But I feel like she's a bigger person. She'll go up to Aviva at some point and say, listen, let's just
drop this.
Yeah, let's drop this. Let's just have some peace. And then I think Heather's going to be like, uh-uh, no.
You fight.
Yeah. So Heather's probably going to end up being the one that's, I know I said it earlier, but I think she'll end up being the one that's fighting with Aviva long term. She just doesn't like Aviva. And Aviva does not like her.
Well, and it's like, then it's you don't have to fight. Just leave each other alone.
Yeah.
You don't have to be nice, but you don't have to be mean either.
Mm-hmm. I think at the start of the season, we all made sort of predictions, and I think we all touched on one thing was Heather. She just said also that she wanted to make this season. She was going to come out of the woodworks.
Mm-hmm.
She was really going to give her opinion. But she felt that she was
really
sitting back.
We didn't really hear from her last season.
Some of the girls have already admitted that that's their closest friend.
That Heather's
their close. Remember, Sonia said it. Carol said it. They're like, we're really, really loving Heather.
Yeah.
So maybe they're loving her openness.
Do any of you have a Heather in your life? Like a Heather that, like a friend like that, that just like goes gung-ho?
I have a couple when they have a few drinks.
Okay. But on like a regular basis? Do you have, because I feel like that's a little bit, it would be a little tough to have a friend that strong in opinions of my life and my circumstances. Because think about her party, Luann's party. Carol really didn't say much.
No.
About
she didn't
her
need
own
to.
Fight. Right. And I mean, it's great. It's easier for her, but at the same time, I don't know.
Well, that's what Courtney made.
I don't
the
have
point
a
she made. What point is she? What whose fight is she fighting? She's not fighting.
It's always tends to be those introvert or those quieter ladies that have the strong personality friends. Look at Amanda. And we don't even know her, and she's saying more about it. Than
it's like Amanda versus Heather. We should just let Aviva and Carol go and just go off on a yacht together and go take off.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, take shots like her and Ramona.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. I hope that does not happen. I hope we get rid of Amanda. All right, let's get into predictions, even though we just kind of did that anyway.
And now, you're after Buzz.
It's a long show because it's four of us. We have lots of opinions.
Lots to say.
Lots to say.
I'll start.
I was just going to say, Lindsay.
So we've got Ramona back next week. So I'm excited to have Ramona back. Yes. I have missed her. She just adds a certain element to the cast, and she has been with the, you know, the whole crew and everybody since the beginning. So I think there's something about having Ramona on the show that just adds a lightness like Sonia does. And we see, obviously, the Housewives from Beverly Hills joining. I think that'll be a fun little, like, exciting piece for both fans of both Housewives shows. And I love, like I said, that Heather's just, she's being honest, and she tells Aviva, I just don't like you.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the blow-up between them. That's what I'm predicting. I'm predicting major blow-up between them. I don't see Carol and Aviva really giving each other the time of day to continue that fight. More of just kind of letting it fizzle out. Mm-hmm. But Heather and Aviva, there's got to be a blow-up before there's, like Aviva and Carol did at the party at Aviva's house. So, that's mine.
I agree on all that. I think Heather, again, she's going to, that gangster, what we saw now is only a snippet. It's going to get big. And what they say, there's a reason why she hanged out with P. Diddy. Like, she just, you know, there was business. But a little bit of that's worn off on her. I think I'm interested to see how more unfolds with the relationship and her husband with Roman when she comes back from Africa. And I don't know, I'm taking a closer look and seeing
Mario and Ramona.
Mario, if we're going to see, if we can now, you know, we all know
she's
what
saying
the conclusion
we can't. She's saying that this happened after, you know, before that all happened. But I don't,
Let's just watch. Cameras don't lie, maybe.
Exactly. I agree with you. I think we'll see. Mal will look out for things a little more.
Exactly. We're going to keep our eyes
totally
open for it. Yeah.
I just think we are going to see more Amanda, and it's going to be just the continuation of the spiral down to the black rabbit hole.
And I agree with all my girls. Where can we find you? I'm at Miss Ashley Daniels for Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at COUHEN on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm on Twitter at Host McGrath and on YouTube at Stephanie McGrath Host.
And Lindsay, also play your show this weekend.
I am in The Wizard of Oz. I'm playing the Wicked Witch this Saturday and the next five Saturdays at the Promenade Playhouse in Santa Monica. You can get tickets on my blog, Instagram, or Facebook at Lindsay Wegner, my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. And I would love to see you all there. My ladies are going to come and see me for opening night.
Come on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.